And there's where we'll start off this morning. And hopefully we'll get through 8 verses. That's the goal for today. Matthew 6. And we'll go ahead and pray, and then we'll get into the lesson. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for a place to come and a warm place to meet together, Lord, and go through your words verse by verse. And what a great thing that is to do, Lord. And we thank you for it, and thank you for letting us do that. And Lord, we pray that our hearts and our eyes and our minds, Lord, would be open to your words this morning, and that we would love them. We would apply them to our lives the way you see fit. And we pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. Okay. Matthew chapter 6. Now, remember that the context is during Christ's ministry, it's the 69th week, and there's no evidence of the church age as it has not been revealed yet. Christ is going to die at the end of the 69th week, and Daniel's 70th week will begin, and then the great tribulation will come through, and then the kingdom of heaven will be ushered in. That's the context here. Verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So, what has Jesus been aiming at in his message, in this sermon, so far? He's aiming at the heart of man. He's going one step further than the outward works of man, and he's aiming at the heart. He's showing that it's not enough just to have outward works. He's showing you that doesn't do it. It's not enough. If your heart isn't right, you'll go to hell with your good works. No matter how good they are, you'll go right to hell. And that's what Jesus is showing here. Your heart better be showing that your heart be... Is there something... Man, they must have been throwing these mics around during a play or something. Okay. And so what he's shown is that your heart had better be looking to God for mercy, because Jesus has raised the standards to his level, and you're not going to be able to do what he expects. It's not possible. And so... you must come to God by faith, and that's what he's showing here. He's raising the standard to such a level, there's no way possible for you to do what he's asking you to do. So he wants you to come and say, "What shall we do?" And that's what he's looking for. And they don't do that because they've got their own righteousness. They've set up a standard for their own selves, and they've established their own righteousness instead of God's righteousness. They left him out of the whole mix. And we all know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Who's God? Here's Jesus standing on earth, God manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God. And so, as the Pharisees and scribes had a lot of outward works, what was in their heart? What was in their heart? Adultery? You had murder? Hey, why did God divorce Israel in the Old Testament? It was because they were committing adultery with other gods. And God divorced them. Because they played the harlot. They played the harlot with other gods. And what did they do to the prophets? They killed them. They killed them. And what are they getting ready to do to their Messiah? They're getting ready to kill him because he's the heir. He's the heir. Now, he's going to go into what's in your heart when you do religious, legalistic works. Are we doing what we do from an inward vital principle? That we may be approved of God? Or are we doing things... I'm kicking on and off here. Are we doing them from an inward? Or are we doing them to be applauded of men? And that's something, as you go out and do things in the world, and you go out and you try to do something for the Lord, have you checked your heart? I mean, that's something we all have to check. What are our motives? Why are we doing these things? So, Jesus is saying, take heed. He's saying, take heed. And Jesus warned his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Look with you, what in Luke. Luke 12. 12:1. Or maybe it's... Yeah. The Bible says, in the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And so, hypocrisy is the leaven of the Pharisees, and their doctrine was exactly that. It was their doctrine, not God's. It's their doctrine. It's not God's doctrine. Go with you, if you would, to Matthew 7. I think it's in Matthew 7. No, don't go there yet. But anyway, their hypocrisy and their doctrine is theirs. It's not God's. It's not God's. And it's a doctrine of devils. That's what it is. Because if it's not God's doctrine, it's a doctrine of devils. Jesus Christ said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. And so you've got God's doctrine, you've got the devil's doctrines. And the devil's doctrines are always got an S on the end of it. God's doctrine is always singular. It's a standard throughout the Bible. And so this is their doctrine, that they would look spiritual on the outside, like they were doing things in the Lord's name, but really all they cared about was approval from man. That's their doctrine. They could care less if God approved what they were doing. And now you can go to Matthew 7. 21. And here's the Lord. Here they are. They're coming to the Lord. And what he's saying is, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? There's going to be a lot of people that do that. And in thy name cast out devils. There's a lot of people that have done that and will do that. And in thy name done many wondrous works. And there's a lot of people that do many wondrous works. But how are they doing them? And what's their heart motive of doing them? And that's where you see the scribes here and the Pharisees, they're not doing it with the right heart. They're going in and doing it to be applauded of men so that their status in society will be raised. Now, you can fool some of the people all of the time. Fool all of the people some of the time. But if you think you're going to fool God at any time, you're the fool. You know? These people are going to get their reward. If their heart was right, their motives would have been right, and their reward would have been the kingdom of heaven, because they would have believed what God told them, and God would have counted it unto them for righteousness, just as he did with all the others that believed God in the Old Testament. He counted it unto them for righteousness. It's faith. It's faith. Now, the scribes and the Pharisees, they wanted to rule Israel, and they didn't want their heir ruling. And Jesus Christ is the heir. They wanted to think people to think that they had come to them to they had to come to them to get to God. That they couldn't go to God by themselves. They wanted to be the final authority. They didn't want the scripture to be the final authority. They wanted to be the father of Israel. That's why Jesus had to rebuke them and say, call no man upon the earth father in a religious sense. And he's not saying that you can't call your dad father. He's saying that's a religious sense. You can't call anybody your father. Because Israel, the leaders of Israel, wanted to be called father. They didn't want God to be their father. And so, what did they do? They dressed in long robes. During feast days, they would help the poor and they would help the needy. They'd go out in the streets and they'd wait till everybody was there. And they'd help a guy here and they'd help a guy here. And that's giving alms. They would give the same prayers that never produced a result. And they would give these prayers over and over and over while everybody was there watching. Go back, if you would, to Matthew 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Israel is cautioned about hypocrisy in giving alms, and they're being told to take heed of it. Why? Leaven is in the Bible is sin. It's hypocrisy. It's a picture of sin. And so they're being told to take heed insinuates that it is indeed sin. And this is a subtle sin, and Jesus is warning the people here. He's warning the people that this sin is so subtle that if you don't take heed, you'll wind up in a vain glory. And it will eventually destroy you. That's what he's trying to warn these people. That's why he's telling them to take heed. A little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. And as we just read in Matthew 7:21, there's people that are going to argue that they were doing things in the Lord's name and for the Lord. And they never even knew that they had the reward all along. They never knew it. And what's their reward? To be seen of men? That's their reward. They get it right there on the spot. That's what they're looking for. That's what they get. And this is such a sin that could infiltrate anybody, that he warns his disciples more than once about it, because Jesus knew that the disciples would be tempted to it by the power that he would give them, by the power they would have to do all these wondrous works that they were getting ready to do, and that people would admire them. Hey, they were worshiping the disciples, the apostles in Acts, and they had to tell them, no, don't worship us. Get up. And so when placed in these situations, it's very tempted to covet and make a fair show in the flesh. And that's why Jesus is saying, take heed. And he's telling the disciples, beware. Beware, because this could happen to you too. Now, almsgiving is an important part of the Jewish law. They were to give. They're supposed to give alms. It's all throughout the Old Testament about giving alms, not necessarily that word, but you see that they're giving to the poor. And the poor, giving to the poor is a godly trait. It's godly. After all, what did God do for the whole world? The whole world. When we were poor and needy and wretched and lost, He gave us His Son, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And if you haven't received Him, you need to receive Him. Or it's like spitting in the face of God. And I wonder how many of the poor people rejected alms back in Jesus' day as they were begging on the street and somebody came up to them and to offer them some food or came up and offered them some help in some way. I wonder how many of them said, "No, I don't want your help." You know, you ever think about that? When there's beggars out on the street begging for money and you go and offer them some money, what are they going to do? They're going to take it. They're going to take it. Because they realize what condition they're in. And see, if you go to Revelation 3:17, these people here, they don't realize the condition that they're in. That's the Laodicean church. People at Laodicea. Verse 14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. You know, it's funny because the Chinese, they drink either cold water or hot water. Usually it's hot water all the time. They never drink any lukewarm stuff. They must know some traits about the Bible where it's beneficial, what's beneficial and what's not. They do this unconsciously. They don't even know the Bible, and they do that. But I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And so people don't get saved today because they don't know their condition. And if you were begging on the street, you know your condition. You know your condition. And so here the writer is writing about the church, and until you realize what condition you're in, you're not going to accept an alms from God. God gave an alms to us. He gave us His Son. And most people will reject Him because they don't realize that they are in a condition that they need the Son. They need Jesus Christ. And so the practice of the hypocrites about his duty to give alms, they indeed do it. They do the outward work there. They give alms. But they don't do it to be obedience to God or to his fellow man. What is the first and great commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And the second, love thy neighbor as thyself. So they're not doing it for God, and they're not doing it for man. They're doing it for themselves. For pride and vainglory. He didn't do it because he had compassion. Jesus had compassion, but these scribes and Pharisees, they don't have compassion. And so, because of this intention, they choose to give their alms in the streets, and they choose to give them in the synagogues where there was the greatest concourse of people, because they want to be observed by men. They want to be applauded, and they want people to think that they're some great person because of what they're doing. Jesus isn't saying that you have to watch and make sure nobody sees you when you're giving somebody something. He's not saying that. You don't have to go sneaking around, and you could go to jail for that. I mean, you start sneaking around people's yards and opening up their car door and putting money in their car door so that they don't know who it is. I mean, he's not saying that you can't be seen. What he's saying here is how is your heart? What is your heart like when you are doing this? Is it to help? Is it to help somebody? Is it to be obedience to God? Is it to help? Or is it to be seen of men so men think that you're something that you're really not? And so the Jew, so this scribe and Pharisee, he's doing this to be seen of men, and that is his reward. It's a present reward. He has no reward for the future. None. And that's why you'll see at the end of Matthew, God, Jesus does what he does. Chapter 2, Matthew 5 or 6, 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have vainglory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Right there. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And so the right hand, it could be used for helping the poor. It could be used for lifting somebody up. It could be used to dress some type of a wound on them, a sore, and a lot of other ways besides giving to them. But what kindness the right hand doeth to the poor, you're not to let thy left hand know what it's doing. And you're to conceal it as much as possible and to keep it private as much as you possibly can. And you're to do it because it indeed is a good work, because it'll give you, and it'll give you a good name. And so Jesus is telling them that when they give alms, they're not to let others know what we do, not even the ones that are very near to us, like your family. You're not just to go telling them, hey, I did this, I did this, I did this. It's not a good practice. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Must be. It's hard enough to do this, and you got all these distractions. Okay, so instead of doing acts of kindness, and as much as lieth within you, you want to. Such a discreet way where you don't want to make it, you're doing it just